G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2015. About to take a quick look at round 6, but before we do, Sting, what did you take out of round 5, mate?
We continue to battle away. Yeah, it's the key thing. Look, an interesting week. I think a few sides that we thought might be on the up got their comeuppance, GWS in particular.
Yep.
A couple of reality checks, and God knows what's happening to football in Queensland.
Yeah, it's dying a slow and painful death by the look of things, but we'll get to that in a little minute, I guess.
And we kick things off this week on Friday night at the MCG with Collingwood and Geelong. The Pies laying a little bit less than a goal, total points line around the 170 mark.
Look, it's very interesting. I would have probably expected these teams to have their ladder positions reversed before the first bounce. Didn't have a lot of faith in Collingwood pre-season, and that's shown to be somewhat nullified, but I don't put a lot of stock in who they've actually beaten so far, with the exception of Essendon on Anzac Day, and that game's always a coin flip. Going back through it, they absolutely towed up Carlton last week, but I'm pretty sure my club side would have beaten Carlton the way they went about it last week. There's not a great deal they're bringing to the table. Collingwood's—they're probably their trade, or what's gotten them so well off to such a good start this year has been their team defence mentality, their work rate. They're doing a lot of dogs, I guess, in terms of what they're trying to put together as a unit, and that's really good. It's served them well so far. I'm not convinced it's going to serve them as well against the better teams that can actually bring some ruckus in the middle of the ground, and their lack of a true out-and-out key defending stopper. Nathan Brown's been okay, Frost's been okay, but they've been able to get off and help each other out. I don't see anyone in their makeup that can put the brakes on Tom Hawkins, and I expect him to actually get off the leash this week after a pretty quiet start to the season, and I think Tommy Hawkins has got a bag in him this week. On the back of that, I'm going to play Geelong at the plus.
Yeah, I struggled to find one here and came up with no bet in the end. As you said, I think Collingwood are just getting the most that they possibly can out of their list. On paper, Geelong's got a better team. I'm really struggling to line Geelong up at this stage. I just don't know where to put them.
Hmm.
If anything, I would probably play the points, but I find this one a pretty easy one to lay down. We move to Saturday afternoon, and we're down in Hobart at Blundstone Arena for the Kangaroos and Richmond. North laying about 2.5 goals, total points line high 180s.
It shouldn't be enough points. North Melbourne should cover that line pretty comfortably, you would have thought, on exposed form. They're just lacking a bit of outside run at the moment. Daniel Wells out, I think, really hurts their makeup. Dalceno as well through the midfield. So they're lacking a little bit in that regard. Richmond, they've been really ordinary. It's well documented what they've sort of been bringing to the table. I think the Tassie factor is probably enough for me not to get involved in any markets on this particular game. Day game outdoors between two notionally quality sides that should be able to put some numbers on the board. You'd think the over's in play, but Tassie weather's just got me on the little back foot there, so I'll probably just walk away from this one.
I'm happy to play the under here. I think high 180s line is big.
Yep.
Leaves you plenty of space. If there is any inclement weather about, be it rain or just 30k an hour winds, a 7-degree typical Tasmanian May day.
Yep.
Also not convinced Richmond can kick a score. They've been pretty dysfunctional so far. Both sides trend a bit to the under when on the road. The head-to-heads between these sides tend to be high-scoring, but most of those have been at Etihad, so I'm going to discount that.
Yep.
I think there's a bit of room under this line. I thought 180 was close to the mark, and I'm happy to play the under. We move to the second Saturday afternoon game, and we're at the Docklands for Western Bulldogs and St Kilda. The Dogs laying about 4.5 goals, total points line mid to high 180s.
Well, hopefully there'll be no inclement weather under the lid at Etihad.
Well, hopefully there's enough inclement weather for them to close the bloody thing.
We've certainly been fooled before. I really like the Bulldogs. one of a million at the moment. The way they're going about it's really impressing. St Kilda, obviously, were pretty good last week. Just got pipped at the post by Essendon. They probably should
Thanks,
have,
Adam Schneider.
They probably should have won that game. But I think that's probably more an indictment on Essendon than a pat on the back to St Kilda in terms of the way that football game was played.
Yep.
And I don't think St Kilda have You should probably be able to line these two teams up. Basically, they've got very similar list profiles, but the Dogs just seem to have a real edge in most positional lines. And I think the way that they're playing team football, transitioning the ball really well, they've got good forward options that are putting scores on the board. I think they'll put St Kilda away pretty comfortably. I expect a big win here. Happy to lay the 4.5 goals.
Yeah, I'm going to play the over here. Struggle to find anything at the line. I do like the Dogs. I think they're a very good side. They haven't jumped as big favourites terribly often, and that's an interesting mantle in and of itself. Is there a come down in this? But the last two between these sides, both of the Docklands have both crashed past 210. St Kilda strong to the over off a short break. I think if anything, and it might be a pointer to the Dogs at the minus, you get a young defence that might get tired late in the game. And the Dogs could rack up a number in the final quarter. The fact that this line is even comparable to the one down in Tassie, it just doesn't reconcile with me. I think this one should be in the 190s, I think, and I'm happy to play the over.
Good stuff.
We move to the first of two Twilight games for some unknown bloody reason. And we're at Spotless Stadium out at Homebush for GWS and Hawthorn. The Giants getting about 5 goals, total points line mid-180s.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Hawthorn go this week without captain and vice-captain. Lewis averaging 35 touches, Hodge averaging 31 touches, both in the 20-plus uncontested possessions for Hawthorn. So they get a lot of ball out of the back of packs, they direct a lot of traffic, and they direct a lot of inside 50 movements through those two particular blokes. Not to mention the on-field leadership that they give and the direction they give. So it'll be a good opportunity for a couple of young blokes to come through, your Jono O'Rourkes or Alex Woodwards, these types of fellas, if they're up and about and ready to go, to come in and maybe have an impact in their absence, because they're not going to see a great deal of game time over the course of the year, barring injury and suspension. So good opportunity for them, but probably with those two blokes out, just enough for me to sit this one out, I think.
Yeah, pretty easy no bet for me as well here. GWS really ordinary last week, but they are strong as home underdogs in particular. Hawthorn got a really strong record as favourites on the road. In terms of the totals, GWS trend to the under, Hawthorn trend to the over. Nothing to get too excited about here from my perspective. The second of the Saturday Twilight games is up at the Gold Coast at Metricon Stadium, where the Suns host the Crows. Suns getting about 3 goals, total points line high 180s.
3 goals.
Well, sorry, it was three when I last looked at it, which was yesterday, and that may well have moved
It's
over
out
the course of
to
today.
it's out to 38.5 points,
Oh.
and that's on the back, obviously, of St Kilda sitting down Harley Bennell, Trent McKenzie, and Brandon Matera for club imposed suspensions. My understanding is that Gold Coast have 26 blokes to pick from this week to pick their 22, so justifiably the line is more than doubled since it came out earlier this week. It is in the Gold Coast. Adelaide the Gallant probably should have got a bit closer to Port last week. It's difficult to see what that's actually taken out of them as a team, but if they're fair dinkum for about playing finals this year, they should absolutely smash the Gold Coast and whatever rabble that they can put together this week. I think the minus is absolutely in play, but 6.5 goals on the road
You get a lot of junk time in games like that where you just kind of pack it up early and think
absolutely
about no injuries to key blokes and.
absolutely. So it's and let's be honest, Adelaide haven't shown the form they showed early in the year in the last 2 weeks. So probably that they probably shifted that line out just a bit too far. If it was maybe a goal and a half inside that, still under 30 points, I probably would have taken it. But there's just enough in there for me to walk away.
Yeah, there's too much likelihood there with a line like that. They get 6 goals up, and suddenly you see a Dangerfield or a Walker with the red vest, and you go, "Yep, that's fair enough." I'm going to play the under again with a high 180s line in an outside game, particularly a Twilight game. I think there's a bit of space here. Gold Coast, well, they got past some witches' hats last week. I don't think that counts. With a bit of venom out of the midfield, I just don't know where they're kicking goals from. I think if they get 10 goals, that's a big success. And this line's probably 28 goals worth and a decent number of behinds. Adelaide may well go queue in rack early if they get out to a big lead, and Gold Coast haven't got the cattle to make them pay for it.
Yeah.
I think the under is the play.
Good call.
First of the two Saturday night games is at the MCG with Melbourne hosting Sydney. The D's getting about 5 goals, total points line around the mid-150s.
Yeah, the five goal line didn't really pique my interest all that much. Sydney should very much cover that if they're what they're all about. But again, they've been a little bit down on form. There's lots being made of them and the fact that their forward line isn't quite gelling. What they're all about basically, and whether or not they're leaving too much to too few. I expect them to come out pretty hard this week. But likewise, Paul Ruse will have the D's up and about to take on the challenge. I actually think this one could see a few goals kicked at either end. I think that 155 is quite a bit too low. I was thinking probably more a 170 sort of line for this sort of setup. I would think the Swans will want to put the foot down, and them to kick 18 to 20 themselves is absolutely within the sphere. So Melbourne only really have to chip in with half a dozen, and they absolutely should do that. Otherwise,
well, they got that many.
They should pack them up, basically.
Well, they got that many against Freo. They kicked 6-14. If they'd actually kicked a bit straighter, they could have put 10 goals on them.
And I see this game pretty similar to the Sydney Freo game as last week. I'm expecting one side to do the bulk of the scoring. But I think 155 is far too low, so I'm gonna get all over the top of that.
Yeah, I couldn't find one here. I can't lay 5 goals on the road. I'm not sure about taking Sydney on after something of a humbling loss at home. It was a good game, but I think they would have been penciling that one in, and I think they'd be smarting from that. Melbourne, pretty honest, can't work out yet. They're certainly more expensive than last year. If this was a game last year, you'd probably step quite straight into the under, but slightly into the over here, but not enough for me to play. Last game of Saturday night is at Subiaco with Fremantle hosting Essendon. The Dockers laying about 4.5 goals, total points line around the 160 mark.
I think the bookies have got this one pretty well right. Again, Fremantle should win and win pretty comfortably, but four goals is plenty. They have shown a propensity over the course of the season to be pretty happy and pretty comfortable once they've got out to a decent sort of a lead. I think they're trialling a few sort of shutdown techniques and time-saving techniques for bigger arenas towards the end of the year.
Also just keeping bodies a bit fresher.
Yeah,
if you're going great guns early in the year, you want to keep a bit of petrol in the tank.
I think Essendon have been disappointing. I mean, obviously they got past the Hawks, but their last couple of performances have been pretty flat. Their forward line is not dysfunctional. Dysfunctional is probably a compliment to the way their forward structure is setting up at the moment, and they really need to fix that. I think they're probably the only bet that's even close to in play is the under, but 160, there's not a lot of room under that, so I'm going to let this one go.
No, I was a bit the same. Had a lean towards the under, but the way Freo have been playing, it only takes a couple of expensive quarters, and 160 doesn't give you a lot of space. Bombers just can't find a score. Even the two games we won, it's a couple of points each. Won the Hawthorn game by about a second and a half, and won the Sydney game because Adam Schneider missed from about 7 metres. Probably entitled to be 1-4. Yeah. And the only time we kicked a decent score was against Carlton, and that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Certainly
seeming not to count,
it's,
isn't it?
I'd be stepping into the minus here, except for the fact Freo off a short break, which is usually not the time to be playing them, but I'm fearful of this game. I could absolutely see the Bombers kicking 6 goals.
Yeah.
We move on swiftly.
Wouldn't that be nice?
We move on swiftly to the next game and hopefully quite swiftly past it. Sunday afternoon at the Docklands, Carlton and Brisbane, the Blues laying 3.5 to 4 goals. Who knows why? Mid to high 180s total.
Moving swiftly past it. This is the value bet of the week.
Who have you got?
I'm taking the under. Brisbane have kicked 60 points once this year, average just a tick on 60 for their total scoring for the entire season. They've got no forward line, they've got no defence, and Carlton are pretty much the same. if there's 120 points scored in this game, I will be absolutely amazed. If Brisbane play to form and kick 60 points, Carlton have to kick 20 goals, and they haven't done that in 10 years.
They got to 120 against St Kilda.
Well,
just 2 weeks ago.
Haven't done it in this country. So, mate, 187 is a lot of points for two really shit teams.
Yeah, it is.
This is my bet of the week.
Yeah, 25 goals, 40 might get you across the line.
Mate, it's not going to happen. It is absolutely not going to happen.
I've got to be honest, I gave this game about 3 seconds thought, did no research, and quickly wrote down nil and moved on.
You're letting the listeners down. You're letting our listener down. If you're listening, Johnny Mitch, he's letting you down by not putting in. Now, I'm sure there's more than one person listening.
Greg's on this game. He can fly the flag for us in this one. And we move on to the Sunday twilight game to close out the round. Port Adelaide and West Coast at the Adelaide Oval. Port laying about 4.5 goals. Total points line just shy of 180.
I did like this game. I actually liked this game as an overs game when I first had a look at it. But news through today, Josh Kennedy is having to have surgery in his elbow and is likely to miss the rest of the season. So West Coast, if you can still get on West Coast for the bottom four, do that right now. They're in a lot of trouble with injury, and you just, with him out, he's leading the Coleman comfortably. He's been pretty much their only, he's been their shining light with the other bloke, Darling, out as well. So him out too, I just don't see where they get a score from. And I think Port Adelaide pretty comfortably. But again, 5.5 goals, twilight, it's a lot of points. I want to take the under, but I think I'll probably just let this one slide.
Well, I've got the under here because it's an Eagles game and it's not light.
Yeah.
That's been working out for old Gil for a season and a half now, and I'm going to stick with it. Port also trend to the under in twilight night games. Last two between these teams have both been at night. 126 and 163 totals. High 170s gives you a fair bit of leeway here. I'm happy to play it.
Good boy.
So that leaves me with four bets and they're all totals. It's about bloody time I got off the lines and back onto the totals. Unders in the Ruse Richmond game, overs in the Bulldogs St Kilda, under for Gold Coast Adelaide, under for Port Adelaide West Coast.
Well, I ended up with four as well. I've got the Catters at the plus, the Doggies at the minus, and then I've got overs Sydney Melbourne and unders Carlton Brisbane.
Here we go. Good luck and good punting, folks.